Welcome to another episode of the Impel Forward podcast.
I always wanted to do that. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. But look, I'm feeling, I just rushed in here, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I just rushed in here. Just got in the house.
Yeah. You want to get a haircut? Trying to look good for the ladies?
I had to.
You singing on Sunday at church?
No, I'm not singing. No, this Sunday. No, I'm not.
Your hairline a little crooked.
It might be. Mm-mm. Don't look too hard.
Just turn this way a little bit when you talking, so it'll look straight. There you go. I'm just playing. It is so many things that's going on this week.
Yeah, I know.
So many things in social media. It's a lot going on. What did you find most interesting that you was just like, I need to talk to the people about this today?
The squatter, where was it at? In New York?
Yeah. Oh, squatter.
That was crazy.
I mean, but it's serious. It's serious.
How can you go in somebody's house and stay there and take it over, and then the homeowner get arrested?
So there's squatters have rights too, right? So they have rights. Probably in some states they have more rights than a regular renter would have in a property. And New York is very different in all kind of aspects as it pertains to renter rights, squatter rights, even homeowners. I've known people who have stayed in their homes for 10, 15 years and haven't paid their mortgage, and they haven't been foreclosed on or anything, because they have so many different rights that, coincide with their state laws versus federal laws. And a lot of times they conflict, and people who know laws know how to, I would say, kind of either bypass them, if you will, or fordangle them. You see the guy in the video, right? He was quoting the law to the homeowner.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Crazy, right? So speaking of that, it's like, how do you protect your property from squatters? What can you do? What could she have done better? Because they have been in there since what? He had been in there since what, February? Or?
Yeah, for a good minute. I can't remember how long. But didn't they say he had to be in there, was it over 30 days?
Yeah, in New York, it's over 30 days. And he had to show some sort of proof that he had been there for over 30 days. Because I believe there were other two people that said, remember, it was two guys. And they were just like, well, we only been here for a couple days. And the police was like, nah, you got to go.
Right,
but the other guy came in, pushed her out the way, and was like, I live here.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. Just think, like, you get an investment property, and those are the things you got to deal with. You were talking about North Carolina. What did you read up on North Carolina with squatter rights?
Well, when I looked up North Carolina, it said that the squatter can be in, they have to be in there 20 years. Oh, that's a long time.
That's a long time. 20 years, though?
That's all I saw. I didn't read too much into it. And it said that they can't leave the property at all. One part said no longer than a week. Then I read another part that said they can't leave at all. I'm like,
that's crazy. We need to, you know what I was looking for? I was looking for an attorney. An attorney that could kind of expand more as it pertains to squatter rights, or, rights as a renter, or a property manager, or if you own a property that you're renting out, someone who can kind of come in and let the people know, especially in North Carolina, where, majority of our audience is so far, what rights they have as you pertain to, you want to purchase investment properties to rent out, right? That's the goal. But I don't want to run into somebody like that, because that's the problem. Let me tell you something.
This is what it says. Hold on. It says, in North Carolina, a squatter can file for adverse possession of the property after living there for at least 20 continuous years. Then it says the squatter cannot leave the property for weeks or months and then attempt to make a claim of adverse possession.
Wait, so you mean to tell me they have to live in there for 20 years, can't leave? Like, they can't go to the grocery store?
I don't know. That's crazy.
That's insane. That sounds like something that, I don't know. I don't know how that works unless, you know, maybe someone, you know, dies and an heir moves in, but they haven't went to probate, you know, and they haven't been, you know, assigned as the executor of the estate, and they're just staying there, right? Because you do have to go through the process of getting them out, but that's insane. Yo, let me tell you about Oregon. This is what's crazy. So if those, the audience don't know, I'm born and raised in Portland, Oregon. And I was going to, well, I have a degree in applied science with emphasis on paralegals. So we were talking about, you know, renting out a property or just squatters or just having visitors in your property, right? In Oregon, they are very squatter friendly. You know, right. They have this homeless problem going on right now. I remember my professor, he's an attorney. He said, if someone stays the night at your house and leaves their toothbrush, they are considered a resident.
Stop playing.
Baby, let me tell you something. Every dude I dated, it's like, get your stuff. Get your stuff. Get your stuff out the door. I'm not playing. That's Oregon law. Like, and then a lot of people, what they'll do is they will change their mailing address. They'll go, because you know you can easily change your mailing address to your mm-hmm. address, and then they're considered a resident. And you got to go through the eviction process to get them out.
That's crazy.
I know. And so I was telling my friend Lane here about it. I was like, Oregon law, you know, talk to a guy, you stay tonight, his bags and stuff is there. You know, they're considered a resident. I don't know about North Carolina. I'm not too familiar. I remember one day I went into her house. I was like, whose bag is that? She was like, oh, so-and-so. I said, well, damn. She was like,
You got to do inventory. Before they leave, you got to do inventory.
Listen, baby, she packed by the door. Mm-mm, you got to go. When you go, take your stuff with you. Mm. You got to be careful, ladies, gents. That goes for men, too. You inviting a lady over, you don't know. What is it called? A homosexual? I think that's what they call it now online.
Don't get me talking all them terms. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. But I believe it's called homosexual, where you meet the guy or the girl. They ain't really got no place to stay. You like them. They start staying the night. And you can't get them to leave. They done moved in.
Well, that's crazy. No. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Impel 4 podcast. We supposed to have a guest tonight, but him and his wife had a baby.
Yes, so, congratulations. That's amazing.
Had a baby, so we got to reschedule. So y'all are here listening to me, my country talking self, and Renee. She country too. She could be country with me.
Very, very. I'm at a cross between West Coast and country. So yeah. I don't even know what my accent is, to be honest.
So look, check this out. Let's talk about what was this? Was this in Oregon too? The racial profiling in the gym?
That's actually my nephew.
Okay.
The 24 Fitness?
Yeah.
So I can't give out too much because, you know, it's still.
They can read. They can look it up.
But you can definitely look it up. His name is Rashawn Hall. That is my nephew in Portland, Oregon. So what happened was he would go to the gym, right? 24 Fitness is a chain. And so he would go to the sauna.
How old is he?
Rashawn is 23 or just turned 24. Okay. Just so crazy. I was just talking to his mom right before I joined on here.
Okay.
And he was in the sauna, and he had been doing it for months. He would bring weights into the sauna and lift weights. And I was thinking, well, damn, that's smart, right? And so he had been doing it. Finally, I guess a new worker or a guy got transferred to that gym who started working there, goes into the sauna, and he's just being real aggressive. Like, you can't have weights in here. You can't, you know, and he was like, okay, you know, but there's no sign. There's nothing that says I can't. Then he start, you know, what's your ID? I need your ID. And he's like, I don't need to show you my ID. I showed you my ID to get into the gym. There's nothing that's going to, you know, why do you need my driver's license? I'm going to put the weights back, whatever. So they're walking out. He's walking to go put the weights back. The guy calls police on him. Okay. So the police come and, you know, he's telling his side of the story. And my nephew, he's telling the police his side of the story. His dad comes up there, you know, and they talk. So he leaves. The police is like, you know, just leave. You know how they are. Mm-hmm. So he calls the corporate. he calls the franchise owner, corporate, whatever, speaks to the owner. She's like, I am so sorry. She apologizes to him and was like, we're going to offer you 3 months for free. This is not, you know, this is not how we conduct business. We all love right. all of our guests, yada, yada, yada. So he's like, okay, cool. You know, so he goes back the next day with his students. He's a teacher too, my nephew. Mm-hmm. He goes back and the guy sees him again. And he was like, you're not supposed to be in here. And didn't you get kicked out of the other 24-hour fitness that's a couple miles away? And he's like, no, I don't even go to that one. He has a one pass gym. Like, you know, to go into that gym only. He can't go to multiple. He was like, no, that's not me. The right. guy calls the police on him again. So he calls his dad to come up there. They call the woman, the owner, on speaker. And she says, yes, he has a right to be there. I gave him 3 months for free, yada, yada, yada. You know, everything is good. They're thinking the police is like, we'll just leave. It's hot right now. Just, you know, let's just leave or whatever. He goes back again. The guy calls the police on him again.
So you're saying he's going back different days to work out?
Right. Because that's the only gym he, you know, he has a pass to. And the woman, the owner was like, I'll give you 3 months for free. He has the email. She was like, text me. This is my personal number. If you have any issues, you know, call me, whatever. So he did that the second time. She explained to the police and the guy, I already spoke with him. He's not violating any rules. He's not trespassing. I gave him the right to be here. Cool. Right. He goes back again, right? The man calls the police on him again. So he calls, you know, his dad, his mom, everybody, you know, come up there. His students is around, like, you know, what's going on. All and right. then he tries to explain the story. The guy tells the police he was trespassing. He shouldn't be up here anyway. My nephew's like, hey, I have the owner's number. Let's call her. Mm-hmm. Call again. He's not trespassing. He didn't violate any rules, none of that or whatever. The police is like, you know, just leave or whatever. And he's like, what am I supposed to do? You know, I paid to be here. You hear the woman, the owner right. is saying to the guy, let him in, leave him alone. So he goes again and the police is called and he calls the police again. And then same thing, he calls his dad. Everybody comes up there. He explains the story. The woman didn't answer or whatever that time. I can't recall that didn't woman. The woman didn't answer the that time or whatever. Everybody's like, what's up? His students is like, you know, we already rectified this. Why do you, you know, you calling the police? And I guess it was a woman there, something who saw it and he didn't like her. And it just turned into this huge embarrassing.
What was the title on the article? I was trying to look for it, but I couldn't find it.
It is Guy Sues 24-Hour Fitness. Let me give you.
Did it say how much he's suing for or suing for?
1.5 million.
1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep. You can, Rashawn.
What I'm going to do is I'm going in the gym tomorrow. I'm taking some weights in sauna.
Oh, it's on all the, all you got to do is just Rashawn Hall Sues 24-Hour Fitness and it comes up.
You said for 1.5 million.
1.5 million discrimination lawsuit.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking some weights in the sauna tomorrow.
What's so crazy is so many. So many people, you know, when it was posted, and I, of course, I follow some of the Oregon groups on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It was so many of us that were saying, oh, this is just a money grab. Why did he even go back? He doesn't deserve that much. And it's like, to me, one, why do we feel like our self-worth and our integrity is worth the bottom of the barrel?
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was majority of us in the comments saying, oh, he should probably only get $150,000 for that. That's ridiculous. What do you mean?
Yeah. Hey, look, we deserve a lot more than that.
Exactly. Embarrassment, all of that.
I believe I was racially profiled somewhere here in the triangle. Mm-hmm. I'm going down. I ain't gonna say the name of the town, but I'm in this right. town. I've been pulled in this town 4 times.
That's crazy.
So one of the times, I'm going to tell you about 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
One night I'm riding and police gets behind me and I pull over.
Mm-hmm.
He asked for my license and registration. So I pulled over. I mean, after I pulled over, he asked for that. And he goes back to his car. And he says, after you, you know, ring your license and all that. And
yeah.
He comes back and say, you know, you're about due to renew your license. That's all they told me. And for those of you who don't know that I done time in prison, mm-hmm. all I could think of was, because he rolled behind me for a little while before he pulled me over.
Really?
All I could think of was this man, he ran my tags and probably seen, I don't know exactly what they have in their cars. I don't know for sure, but I've heard they have some kind of like little asterisk mark beside your name if you a felon.
Really?
That's what I heard. I don't know for sure. I gotta ask somebody that. And I'm like, that had to be the only reason he pulled me over. And that's all he told me. You know, your license is about due, you know.
It was about to expire, so it wasn't expired. It was about to expire.
It may have been a couple months. I probably had a little time before they was about to expire.
Why does it matter? Like, you didn't know.
I don't know. I don't know. And then another time, let me tell you about this right here. Now, this was crazy. This might be even crazier than that. I'm riding. And this time, I'm eating a burger. Police sitting on the side, maybe sitting in the median. And I go past, he pulls out right behind me. So I'm going for a little bit. I'm going.
Yeah.
I get over in the lane, get off the ramp. He turned his light on when I got over.
Mm-hmm.
I got off the ramp. And I asked him, I said, what did you pull me for? He says, let me see your license and registration. I said, what you pull? You know, this one right here, I was getting a little heated. I said, what you pull me for? He said, let me see your license and registration. And then I asked him again, what you pull me for? So he said, I gave him everything. He went to the car. And I asked him again, what you pulled me for? He said, the reason I pulled you because you didn't signal over when you're switching lanes. And I said, you lying. I said, because you got behind me before I even switched lanes.
Right.
So, like, you lying. So, and he didn't give me no ticket after that. But the only thing I can think of, he asked me when I had my burger in my hand, he said, you eat lunch. I said, yeah. And I think this is around the time when they was talking about people talking on cell phones while they driving and this and that.
Yeah.
And the only thing I would think of is he thought I was on a cell phone because I had my hand right here.
Mm-hmm.
So he let me go. I've been pulled into the town four times.
And
two was my fault, for real. Two was my fault, for real.
Two was your fault. But is it in that same town?
Yeah, same town.
Are they known for that?
Oh, yeah. They're set up on you.
Really? You must have family there. You have family there?
Huh?
You have family near, or you got to go there to get to your family through the camp?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. People were just talking about him in the barbershop the other day, the same little town. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling people over.
I feel like, what is it? Like, North Carolinians driving through Virginia is known to get pulled over. Is that a thing? Because it got me, but
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. It was probably my fault. I was, you know, it was New Year's Eve the night before, and I was driving home on New Year's Day. I wasn't feeling the best, and I was trying to get home rather quickly.
And you probably were speeding.
I probably was. I'll take that. I took that. I did fight it, though. I hired an attorney, and I fought it because, mileage was quite high, and I need to preserve my license. But
now, look, let's talk about this right here.
Hmm.
You, I'm pretty sure you can give a lot of insight on this. At least I think so.
Maybe.
The new rule for realtors and that 6% rule thing. What's going on with that?
So I was talking to, a few people about that. I think it's more of, to me, 6% has always been the standard. No one has ever told me less. You know, no realtor has never said, well, you can negotiate. It's always been written of 3% to you, 3% to the, you know, the seller, the buyer, you know, whichever, right? Mm-hmm. 6%.
Right.
No one, I mean, I guess I probably should have known you can negotiate that rate, but to me, it's always been set standard.
Right. That's So the buyer usually pays 6%.
Mm-hmm.
The realtor and the seller, right?
So normally it's, you know, a lot of times it's split between the two. So it's 6% and split.
Right.
Or, you know, 6% seller, 6% buyer, but it comes out some way. But, you know, of course, some realtors, if they really want the sale, they'll, you know, negotiate a cheaper rate, or if they feel like the only way the customer can purchase the home is if they lessen their commission amount or whatever. So now they're saying that, you know, that you can no longer charge them that 6%. And it doesn't still, it doesn't have to come out of the seller's or the buyer's pocket. It can still come from the closing. It's just how you, you put it in the settlement statement, right? Of where all the fees are going to be dispersed. So it can still come from the sales some way. You don't have to pay it out of your pocket, but it doesn't have to be that standard 6%.
Right.
So you can say, you know, 2.5 or 2%, you know, that's what you're going to get. These are things that I heard. I don't, you know, of course we can have some realtors come on, or Anthony or somebody, correct me if I'm wrong. But also they were saying that, I was hearing that a lot of realtors are doing contracts up front. So it's like, oh, you want a realtor, because a realtor protects you and they know the laws and they, you know, make sure all of the paperwork is smooth at closing. You have everything you have ready to purchase this home. They guide you through the buying process. They tell you to hire an appraiser. They negotiate different fees and costs and different things on your behalf. So I've been hearing a lot of realtors are, you know, in the, in your contract with them, like the, you know, you sign a seller's contract, you're listed, you're going to hire this particular realtor to assist you with your home buying. They're including a contract in there that says you agreed to pay me, you know, 2%. We agreed to pay this amount before they even start showing them houses, because they don't want to get into a thing where you show, you have this person show you 150 homes, and they want to give you 1%.
Right.
Or 0.5%, you know? Right. So it's like, yeah, it's, I mean, some people say it's always been a scam. I don't want to say that. I feel like pay people what they feel that they're worth. You know, I think we talked about that even with you and your business. And, you know, if somebody is showing you houses upon houses for months, you don't think they deserve that 3%?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, working with people can be very stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, or, you know, if you're selling your home, realtors, you, your realtor should know if you have enough to be able to pay off your mortgage and be able to, you know, pay off some of the debts and everything that goes along with it that you have to pay off from the sale. And then they have to make that decision of, do I still charge them that 6%? Because that's going to leave them very short. Or am I willing to be a great realtor and accept 2 to 3%.
Right.
So I guess it's going to be, you know, and that can go towards the person who's purchasing a home, a buyer, say, you know what, are they will, are they worth that amount?
Yeah. I remember one time I was already in, we was already in our house and we was talking to him. And I knew then, cause he was offering us 3%. So
yeah.
Yeah,
he was offering you 3%.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
well, saying you know, he'll do is 3%. He wouldn't do the whole 6%.
He wouldn't do. See, you got a good guy, but you know, during that time when you purchased your home, he probably had a lot of business. Interest rates were great around that time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, now you know, in the 7 and 8%, you got to, there's some choices to be made, because even though the prices of homes are going, you know, going down a little bit, that interest rate is still high. So can it be affordable to that person if you just, you know, come down just a little bit? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. It's, I mean, the world is changing, right? Mm-hmm. These new laws, I don't know if it's here to protect the American people or is it, you know, politics driven?
Yeah, I believe a lot of this, everything, all this stuff is politics driven.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff.
Very. I think we should kind of do recaps. We've had a lot of visitors the last, you know, couple weeks. A lot of, you know, guests on our shows. Mm-hmm. We had Akia, who's pretty much all of Durham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, she does so much. She has some upcoming events for her nonprofit, Mistaken ID, coming up, which is really great. We had Anthony, who dropped a lot of gems as far as, you know, being a first-time home buyer and, you know, getting some additional money to help with closing costs so that you can afford your realtor.
Yeah, right? I got a couple people say they go reach out to him too. So shout out to him.
I heard about that. And then we had Dion, right? Mm. She brought some gems as far as like starting or getting business loans for small businesses, Black-owned, minority-owned businesses. I think that would be good, especially in your world, you know, barbers, mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, it's hard for them to, you know, get funding to want to start their own business. So that's
why. But you know what about that?
What you got?
A lot of barbers don't even want funded. They don't want credit.
Really? Why?
I guess it's one of those things where some of them don't want to borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them just don't want to go through all the paperwork and they just don't want to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
But they would go through a faster route if it was given to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they, that's a whole other subject.
I mean,
a whole other subject.
We have this beautiful woman on here that's saying, come talk to me if you have a small business. I'll walk you through the process of getting you a loan.
But at the same time, though, seriously, mm-hmm. at the same time, a lot of people get loans, not even barbers, just people, period.
Right. Mm-hmm.
With getting a loan, you have to have a strategy of how you go pay it back.
That this is very true. That's what this thing, right? That's a credit card. That's a car.
Don't know how to go pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel like they don't feel like they can pay it back or have a strategy on how they're going to pay it back,
mm-hmm.
I think it's better for them not to get it. You know.
What about the whole PPP thing?
Say what?
What about the whole PPP loan thing?
Oh, really? That wasn't even no strategy. They were just going to get that money and not pay it back anyway. They weren't even thinking about that.
That was no strategy right there?
Huh?
That's crazy. People, at your own risk, you know, they still catching people slowly.
Yeah.
But surely, you know, they
and
know.
Some people need that Dave Ramsey method. Pay everything
so, what does he call that again? I tried it.
The snowball?
Yeah.
Yeah, snowball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has a lot of things. A lot of people don't like Dave Ramsey, but I think he's good for a lot of people.
He is great for a lot of people. I think a lot of people don't like him is because he hasn't changed. He hasn't evolved with
America
has evolved, right? Yeah. So his, you know, what he teaches does work for some, right? Or it probably worked for me years ago, but with inflation, now and with the cost of everything, sometimes you have to have better ways to strategize, like the whole mm-hmm. cash thing and, you know, your emergency fund here and paying everything off, like taking your check, cashing it and spending it all. Right. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it doesn't account for, you know, it says groceries, $300. Well, what you used to get for $300 last year, you can't get for $300, you know, a month this year. So he doesn't. His methods work. He needs to tweak them a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Well, he definitely gonna tweak them. But no. It's just that people get credit cards and they spend on them. Then they end up owing so much in interest and they never can.
Yeah.
People just got bad habits pretty much.
I would say bad habits, or they don't know how to strategize.
Yeah.
Right. You know, a person. Or it just kind of gets out of control, right? So a person who has credit card debt, right? Or you have a credit card, you have decent credit. A person mm-hmm. with decent credit knows, you know, you get all of these different opportunities and different brochures in the mail, 0% interest for 15 months, 0% interest for 21 months. So you look at the best one for you, right?
Right.
You know you owe $5,000 and you're paying 30% interest on that $5,000. But here's a brochure that's saying, hey, get this credit card, 0% balance transfer for 21 months. A mm-hmm. person who knows how to strategize, wouldn't you take advantage of that?
Yes, but see, that's the thing. That's for the people who know. Most people, they go see that. They can run it up.
Yeah.
And then
I'm going to transfer, pay that 3% interest, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna pay that off, pay what I can off for that 21 for that 21 months, 15 months, 18 months, whatever I can for that balance. depending on what I get to. Then I'm going to transfer back to the card that I transferred it from, because they're going to offer me 0% interest for another 15, 12 months. I'm going to pay the remaining, you know, because I'm going to pay, I'd rather pay 3% plus 0% for 15 months, 3% transfer, 0% 15 months. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pay whatever I can, depending on the balance. And if I can't pay that back, I'm going to transfer it back.
So you got a little strategy.
But just, you know,
that's a lot of work though, you're talking about.
It is a lot of work. You calendar it in. When did you transfer it? September. You know it's gonna be up September, you know, or you know, August, whatever.
Hey, look, but you about to get some people in the hole. Stop.
No, it's about how much you gotta be diligent when you're dealing with credit, especially when you get yourself in a hole. It's crazy. I was talking to my godmother yesterday and she called me. I got myself in a pickle. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what's a pickle? She said, the credit cards, they just kept coming and I kept spending. And I said, well, how much do you owe? Mm-hmm. She said, $17,500. I said, sis, I don't know what to tell you. That ain't no pickle. That ain't no little pickle. That's a jar.
Wait a minute, you said your godmother.
My godmom.
Do she work?
She don't know how to fedangle. She don't know how to fedangle.
Does she work?
But no, because
she's retired.
She's retired.
Oh, right? Lord.
She's retired, and then you know, part-time.
Yeah.
That is a pickle, because I'm like, now she can't get another credit card that will cover the full balance, right? Mm. So I told her, A, you probably have to piece it out so you can look at cards. Maybe they'll offer you 5, maybe they offer 10, and you piece it out that way.
Because
mm-hmm. you can break it down. You can balance your answer and break it into pieces. You just got to be strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need to call a credit counseling agency. So I gave her the number to a credit counseling agency. That might be the best. Because to me, when you get yourself that far in debt, that's a problem.
That's it. Sure is a problem.
You have a problem that you need to talk to somebody about. So yeah,
that's a big problem.
That is a big problem. But people need to learn how to fedangle money.
But you know, people just wasn't taught.
Huh?
People just wasn't taught. That's all.
That's true. We, and you know, and I hate to say it, it's a lot of self-help and a lot of people on IG and TikTok and YouTube and everything that's, you know, trying to teach you everything. You might have to charge, you know, they might want $20 or $100 or $5,000 to fix your credit, which is crazy
mm-hmm.
in my eyes. But you just, I guess that's where Dave Ramsey comes in. So, you know.
Hey, if y'all having a problem with your credit, just go on and holler at Dave Ramsey. We can get the book, The Money Makeover.
That's what you got. There's a black man that's under his umbrella. What's his name? I guess he's a Christian.
Anthony O'Neill?
Huh?
Hey, yo, Anthony O'Neill?
I think so. Is he a preacher? Does he do the Christian snowball effect? Because one of my good friends does it. And she follows a black man under Dave Ramsey, but he's a Christian guy. So he kind of includes tithing and all of those good stuff.
Right, hey, yo. Anthony O'Neill,
probably so. Yeah,
he's on podcast.
Oh, okay.
Probably okay. Yeah, he came from on the Dave Ramsey.
Oh, okay. You know he has people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around.
Have you tried it?
Debt snowball.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't tried it. No. Look, I was big on Dave Ramsey a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he good. He give a lot of good stuff.
He does. I just don't know how a person that makes $20,000 a year pays off $100,000 in debt in 1 year. Like, that's crazy. I don't know.
No, you might be giving out some extreme numbers right there.
You do. Like, you pop up and they'll be like, we paid off $100,000, but we only make $40,000 a year. How'd you do that?
I'm debt free.
Yes, I'm debt free. How do you do that?
They be having some amazing stories on there. Watch it. I like him because he's funny too. You know, he keeps it real with people. That's all. He's funny. But I take a little bit from everybody. You know, stuff you got to take. You know, some stuff you leave on the table. Some stuff you take.
Has it helped you? Like, you being a barber, how hard is it? Because I know probably back in the day it was even harder when people were just paying you with cash. It was like, you know, easy money. Mm-hmm. Now, you know,
how hard is it? What?
To be a barber and be able to, you know, manage your money being with the barber when you're, you know, you're paid either cash, whatever. It's not a bi-weekly, here's a check, bi-weekly, you know.
I do get a check bi-weekly.
Taking out and everything. So
I do get a check bi-weekly.
How do you do that?
I have a CPA.
Okay.
And I have an S-Corp. Mm-hmm. And I get a W-2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I get paid out my business for my business.
What made you do that? Like what?
Learning. Mm-hmm. Learning. So back to what was that, Dion?
Yeah.
I think it was Dion. So back to where most barbers, we're not taught about business funding or mm-hmm. business accounts, anything like that. So as I started learning over the years, and the way we do it or did it, or some of us still do it, it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It
works. But if you go try to get a piece of property or some land or anything like that, something mm-hmm. big, and you ain't showing no money on your tax returns,
mm-hmm.
you ain't gonna be able to get nothing.
That's true.
But at the same time, you know, there's some ways that you can do different things.
Mm-hmm. But what's a mistake that you feel that you made as being a business owner, entrepreneur?
Not getting business funding in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So the first shop we did, I put together. I had mm-hmm. help, but it was money coming out of my own pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the second one, same way.
Really?
But not this third one. No. The third
one. No.
Yeah, three strikes, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just not getting business funded. But I didn't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody. I started, all the stuff I started learning was because I tell everybody this all the time. Larry Thomas, he's a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Some years ago, he the one that got me starting in stocks.
Yeah.
And once I got started in stocks, you know, of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start diving into one thing, it sends you to another thing.
Right.
To another thing. And then I just started learning different things. YouTube, looking at different podcasts and putting everything together. All right, so I'm still learning. That's all I do. I'm on podcasts.
Yeah.
Audible.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to learn different things. I can't now. People say I always say I feel like I'm behind. People say you're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Why would you feel like you're behind?
Huh?
Why would you feel that way?
Cause I've been through some things. You know.
Yeah.
So it's like like this right here. I bought a car when I was like probably 30, early 30. I paid brand new off the lot.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that if I had the education I had now.
Why?
Because who pays for all the people I know that got a little money or doing good for themselves? They don't just buy no brand new car.
They buy a used car?
No, it was no used car. Brand new, nobody ever driven it.
Yeah, I'm saying you said people with money, but they find it.
They buy a car 3, 4, 5 years old.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I know anybody. I just bought a new car.
I mean, I'm at a point in my life, listen, whatever makes you happy right now, because.
But, if you can handle that, yeah, but I couldn't afford it, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I paid it off. I'm making good money cutting hair once again.
Yeah.
But you told a car ain't nothing but a big piece of metal.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. I've never been like the car I have now, my little Camry is the only car that I've been committed to fully, probably in my adult life. When I first got my license and I was getting cars, my goddad was a finance manager.
What year is that camera?
It's a 2009. Crazy, right?
So you're driving a 2009. A person of your caliber.
Keep telling me.
You're driving a 2009 white Camry.
White Camry. Mm-hmm.
How many miles it got on?
Like 151,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The car. Yeah. The car doesn't make you.
That's true, but
people need fancy things to feel good.
You don't.
A lot of people do now.
A lot of people do. That's the car. I've kept that car way longer than I've ever kept a car, and I've probably had about 10 in my life. I've never been committed to a car. It's weird. I don't know. So maybe you're right. Like, the car doesn't make the person. Do I feel like I deserve something new? New word, you know, in this age.
People like to use that, but who are you doing it for? For other people?
I would say for myself more than anything. I think it's time. Yeah. I mean, I haven't had a car since 2021.
Right.
So, you know,
I don't know what episodes was when we was talking about you selling. I think we was talking with Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Paying for that. That car was $300 something, he said? Some kind of car he had.
$300,000, $300 something thousand.
And now he's driving a Honda. Is it now he's driving a Honda Accord?
Well, he had the Honda Accord and he had purchased that car. That was like his dream car.
Right.
And, you know, I think he got in trouble with it, with a ticket. And then, you know, when you get cars of that amount or that pricey, you know, fixing them are just, if not more, expensive, right?
Yeah.
And I think he mentioned something to the fact that it was something that needed to be fixed that was super expensive on it.
And talking about his insurance on it.
And his insurance. Yeah.
So we don't think about that. All we think about is the fancy thing.
When
you got to take it to get service, that's what they hit you in the head.
listen, that was part of the reason I was like, here, little Range Rover, Carvana, you can have it. But I mean, I would get it again, but that's not the car I'm getting now.
I mean, it's good.
I'm getting it now.
If you can afford it, I say this, if you can afford it and you're not hurting from anywhere else, buy it, get it.
What 100%. What's so crazy is that I'm a little cheap. I'm kind of a little bit. People don't believe it.
Yeah.
But I'm a little frugal. And then I'm the type, like, if you make me mad or I feel disrespected in some way, then I can't deal with you. And when I had my Range Rover and they sent me a coupon for Christmas for like 7% off, and 7%. When I tell you, that made me so mad.
Hey, look. So look, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you sold your Range Rover, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told you I sold my truck.
Yeah, you told me.
So a lot of people don't know I sold my truck. So
I didn't know neither.
I know you didn't. But I got a 2011 Honda Accord now. I love it. I ain't think I missed the car that much.
Did you have it at first? Is that the car you always had? Because you had a Honda.
I had a gray one. Okay. See, that was the thing. See, I had a paid off Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
And the engine messed up on it.
Oh.
This was around COVID, so that was just like. I don't have no patience to be trying to test out drive no cars and all that. So the truck, I kind of always wanted a truck.
Yeah,
I always been got it.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice, but driving a truck all the time wasn't. It was nice. It was nice. It was a nice truck, but people love my truck more than I don't like the attention of people. I don't want to talk about my truck.
It was a nice truck. Also, did people ask you to move things? To help them move or pick things up from the store? Because I feel like when you get a truck, people automatically, your friends and family automatically feel like you the person.
I ain't have it that much. I ain't had that problem. But people like my truck more than I like it. I didn't like having conversations all the time about my truck.
Really?
My truck, we get that. How much pay for it?
Now that's a little invasive.
But then
that's a nice truck. Like it was a nice truck. And that I'm not even a truck-like type person, truck like that. Yeah. But it was a nice truck.
But that's not why I sold it, though. I didn't sell it because I didn't like it.
Right. Tell the people why you sold it, which makes
I'm going to tell them a little bit. So,
yeah.
Business.
Yeah.
You have an S-Corp like I do. And I do pay myself out my business.
Mm-hmm.
But those truck payments, and I pay into my federal.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hefty price.
Yeah.
I was like, this is something got to give. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand seeing it every year. I hated it.
Man, I told you. You
pay into that federal, but I was like, man, look, I can get something. I sold it for more than I owed on it.
Mm-hmm. Got a good thing. Yeah, as you should.
Yeah. And went and got me a Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for. No
man,
payment.
Listen.
I feel good.
I know the feeling.
If I want something nice later on, I go get it.
See?
But, you know, I tend to try to keep stuff until the break, though. I will get something else again when I fuck with the.
You don't think you would get something to that same caliber, like a truck?
A truck or a SUV or something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not only used, but like for road trips and stuff like that. I don't want to be driving no truck every day.
Yeah.
Especially if I ain't making no money with it.
You could have started a little hauling business, but it was too pretty for that.
I'll be doing too much now anyway. Ain't about to be hauling nothing and working on my yards. And I got some other things I'm trying to do.
I mean, yeah, listen.
I ain't like driving trucks every day. Now, if I, you know, going on a road trip to the beach or out of town or something.
Yeah.
You know, SUV or truck, someone that space is good.
For sure. I mean, listen, if you can afford it, go get it. I'm just a little, don't be like me. I'm a little frugal. That's all.
I am. I don't like spending.
Mm-hmm. My new car ain't even that much. I just don't even know why I'm waiting so long. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, you finally showed me that car.
It's nice, huh?
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I see how bougie she is.
It's within reason, I would say, because nobody would know what it is. That's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. But we live and I learn. If I get that first tax bill and it's a lot, I'ma sell it. That's just what.
So you're talking about selling it. Already, you ain't even got it. You're talking about selling it already.
I just told you I don't have car commitment. I can't. Mm-mm. It's already a scam anyway. So, you know, I don't.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like cell phones, right? Then get the newest iPhone or the newest Samsung. It's a pyramid scheme. I don't believe in that. There's no money to be made off of it.
Look, don't start talking about that iPhone and Android.
I refuse to upgrade my phone. Like, I currently have a 13,
mm-hmm.
and it works just great. I will keep a phone until the GPS no longer works. If the GPS no longer works or it keeps updating or I can't access where to use it to go anywhere, then I know I need to trade my phone in. But as long as I can press send a mm-hmm. text and Google Map works, I'll never upgrade my phone again. I would still have my BlackBerry.
Hey, you know who you sound like, right? It's like old people.
Listen, a flip phone, all that. I don't.
Hey, look, check this out. You heard about that measles outbreak?
Yes. One of my Facebook friends just told me he got it. He in Iowa. I'm like,
he got measles.
He got measles. Mm-hmm. It's out. Wait, does that mean he never got the shot as a kid? Because wasn't it a requirement to get it, or do you have to get it again?
I'm not sure.
Are you nervous about it? And he's only in his 30s and he got it.
No, I ain't nervous about it. But let me see. Let me find something real quick. No, I ain't nervous about it.
I mean, I think we all should be, especially get of age. And he said he thought his was like a spider bite, but it is measles.
Hmm. Says U.S. measles cases rise to at least 45 as CDC tallies infections now in 17 states.
Mm-hmm. He's in Iowa, I want to say. And he just posted that he got it, telling people stay safe. That's crazy. Like, matter of fact, let me confirm where he is before I
anybody heard. Have y'all heard about the measles outbreak?
He's in Nebraska. Sorry. He's in Nebraska. He used to live in Iowa. He moved to Nebraska. He just posted an hour ago that he,
So I don't know. I guess I don't know if he had to have
shingles. It's going around too.
Who?
Shingles.
I thought that's when you get older. So you get
you can get it younger too. I don't know. Does that mean the world coming to an end? Like, should we be ready?
Oh no, but I'm about to go make me some juice, some apple juice and some celery.
Will that work? I need to tell the people.
No, juicing is good for me. I just do a lot of juicing.
So do you get shots? Like, did you get the COVID shot? Do you believe in that?
No, I didn't.
Did you get the flu shot?
No, I didn't.
You don't believe in that?
I ain't gonna say I don't believe in it, but I ain't getting neither.
So
I caught I had COVID in 2021.
Yeah.
No. End of 2021.
I had COVID. Yeah, the beginning in 2020, because I was still traveling in March. I just stopped traveling for work. And then I had COVID like a couple months back, I want to say. I don't do flu shots at all.
You did the COVID shot and you don't do flu shot?
I did the COVID shot because I had already paid for a trip to go to Dubai.
Oh.
And you had to have it. And I didn't, originally the group was with a certain group of people. And I didn't want to be that one person that prevented us from going to, you know, doing different excursions because I didn't get the shot. But that was the only reason. It took me a year. I got it. I think they were offering it, in 2021 or whatever. I didn't get it until January of 2022. I was dead set. Like, you have to be, it had to be 6 months. So you had to have both of your shots 6 months prior to, you know, being in Dubai. So I got mine in January. And then I think you can get the second shot 2 months later or whatever. And then that was all that I got after that. But that's the only reason why I got it. And still got it.
Sickness going on now. There's people getting sick now.
Yeah.
You get a negative COVID. You get negative flu. They don't know what you got.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend, she's had all the shots. I want to say maybe she's up to six or five. All I know is by the time we were in Dubai, she had five already. So maybe six of the COVID shots. You know, there's different variants for you to keep going. I think by the time we were in Dubai, because she has underlying health issues. By the time there, she had five, and she still gets them to this day. But she's had COVID more times than I have.
Right, exactly. More people who has gotten a COVID shot has had COVID a couple times. I know some people.
I've had it once since I, you know, got the shot those two times, and that was maybe 3 months ago. I had it.
Yeah, people. I don't know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard a lot of things. You know, I listen to a lot of stuff, but
it's a lot of theories. And
I ain't about to talk about it on here.
We don't want to get the people all riled up, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They say take your elderberries and, you know, your cranberries and your strawberries
and your turmeric. Yeah.
All of that. Juice, you know.
Vitamin D3.
There you go.
I ain't no doctor, but How you doing with your you work out today this week?
I did. I worked out today.
How you doing with your
yesterday?
Health.
You know, here's my thing.
Weight loss journey.
I don't know if I work out for as far as like weight loss. Mm-hmm. I think I work out more like health wise, because to stay a certain size. Because majority of my clothes are tailored. There's no need for me, you know, to get tailored again. So my goal is to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe within a 10-pound variance, but I don't want to see the scale go up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I want to see it stay the same or go, you know, 10 pounds lower. Outside of that,
did you see Oprah?
Huh?
You see Oprah the other day on TV?
I know. She tried to get Ozempic. I went to the doctor the other day and tried to get it. And my doctor keeps telling me.
But if you get it, you just say you want to lose all weight. You get it. You'll lose
weight. I mean, I stay within a 10-pound variance. But I've been asking her since it came out, since it started getting hype. And she keeps declining me because I don't have diabetes. So I told her to test me, do blood work for it again. And she keeps telling me no, because I asked her 3 months ago. And the answer
is wait. You said you keep telling her to test your blood. You want diabetes?
I mean, she said the only way insurance will pay for it is if you have diabetes, right? And then outside of that is $1,200 a shot.
You don't need
that. I don't want diabetes, but you know, I'll take a little Wegovy, a little Ozempic or something. But
come on, definitely don't need diabetes, but you don't need it.
No. And that's one of the reasons why I work out I work out because diabetes and, you know, obesity runs in my family. So that's the reason why, you know, working out is so important to me. And that's why I do it. So it's mainly to stay healthy, right? And to keep that 10-pound variance and not go over what I used to be, because I used to be over 300 pounds.
Right.
Now I'm not, but I don't want to go back to that. So to stay the same.
You weren't 3 when I met you, were
you? No, but I was probably like 279.
Yeah, I saw you. I watched you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah. So I, you know, they say the hardest is maintaining it. And I think I do that well. I maintain it very well. Like I know I can feel when I gain my, you know, my little freshman 10, I would say.
And but then do you know why you gain it?
Yeah, I definitely know why I gain it.
Why?
I mean, probably not eating the best or eating too late. Sometimes I slack on my, you know, working out. I don't work out as frequently as I normally would. Mm-hmm. Not eating the best foods as I normally would. Drinking more water, fruits, all of those things. So I definitely know, and I can feel in my body where, you know, I'm like, hey, cut it out now. So
I told somebody the other day, I said, you want to know the best way to lose weight? They said, mm-hmm. How? I said, stop eating. They said, that's a lie. I said, no, it ain't no lie.
It's not a lie, but it's
I'm going to tell you why, because as healthy as I eat, mm-hmm. pizza is my favorite junk food.
Really? Why pizza?
You said, why pizza?
Yeah, it's not good.
Why pizza?
I'm a carbs girl, like fries.
Man, look. So I ate a couple weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. I went on this pizza binge.
Yeah.
Brand's Pizza in Chapel Hill. Go get it if you haven't had it. Brand's Pizza. They ain't paying me to say this. But, yo, mm-hmm. I probably ate pizza. I don't know how many days. It's like when if I passed, I had to go get it. If I thought about it, I had to go get it.
Gee, I'm gonna have to try this and see what the hype is all about.
And I gained some pounds off that pizza. So mm-hmm. I said, the following week, I said, look, I ain't eating no pizza. Mm-hmm. I said, I can't have no pizza. I lost back them pounds that I gained.
Was it water weight? Salt and all of that?
I guess. I don't know. It's from that carbs, pizza, all that bread.
Yeah, that's true.
Bread and cheese.
Mine would be alcohol, too. Like drinking.
Yeah, we already know. You ain't got to know where your head today, but we already know that.
Listen, I've been doing good. It's dry March for me, even though I got a couple events coming up in the next, like, three weeks. I'm still going to keep it sober till, you know, maybe April, maybe May. I don't know. But that drinking is huge, especially if you add cocktails or mixers to it and all of that other stuff. Sugar.
Just don't go out on the weekend.
Don't go out on the weekends?
Yeah.
Stay home. I mean, I haven't been going out the last couple weekends. It's been working for me. But I spend money in other ways. So it's like, ugh.
Oh, dang. I was just about to say you save money. But
nah. Yeah. Mm-mm.
But a lot of people with, as far as the weight. So I see people every day in the gym, right? And people mm-hmm. over the years, right?
Yeah.
So when I see people in the gym and they're, if you don't have a goal to either lose weight mm-hmm. or gain weight the right, as far as I'm saying mostly men I see in the gym.
Yeah.
If your body ain't transforming, you're doing something right.
That's true.
A lot of people think because they don't eat heavy or eat all day or eat, mm-hmm. eat often that other things won't make them gain weight. Like just eating little snacks here and there, just little cookies and crackers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It makes you gain weight.
It does. I'm a cookie connoisseur. That's my thing. You know what I mean? I love a cookie. But I know that if I want to stay within my weight, I gotta, you know, I know how to scale back.
Yeah, you just gotta know how to scale back. And mm-hmm. some people say they don't believe in what's the word I'm looking for? When you do it every so often. What's the word? In moderation. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people say they don't believe in moderation.
That's
as far as don't, you shouldn't do it at all in moderation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like instead of doing it in moderation, you shouldn't just eat. Instead of like enjoying two cookies, don't eat it at all. Just cut it all the way out. Yeah. But, to me, I don't want to deprive myself, right?
Yeah, you can't deprive yourself. You do it, just do it. And get it over with.
Overindulge when you do get a chance, right? So,
and then as far as cheat days, when you have a cheat day, don't make it all day. Don't make your cheat day all day.
What do you do? You make it an hour, like it's dinner.
If I want that pizza, mm-hmm. I'll go order that pizza, a little smaller pizza. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna eat it that one time that day. That's it. I'm not gonna eat bad food all day. Put it that way. I'm not gonna eat a burger here, fries here, and then. Later on, go eat another burger. No, mm-hmm. you just had that one little cheat meal. for that one day. Don't make it all day.
That's the gym. Don't make it all day. Yeah. I mean, especially working from home, right? Even though I think I do pretty good working from home because I'm not always in the kitchen snacking. That's one thing I don't do. But I think for my people who work from home, that was probably one of the hardest things is, you know, you're closer to the fridge. Mm-hmm. And it easy accessible to food versus having to leave the office, drive, go get food, or go to the vending machines and spend the money. You don't have to do that. People just go downstairs or, you know, go to the next room over.
But two things that happened during COVID, either lost weight or you gained weight.
Right. Right. I stayed. I can't believe that I've been doing virtual workouts since COVID. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Are you still doing virtual?
I still do virtual. I do virtual throughout the week, and then I go to the Fitness Connection on Saturdays.
Okay.
But I can't believe I kept this long. Like now, I don't even think about it. I just know in my mind, my workouts start at 6, from 6 to 7. And I just go into the garage and do it. But some people are like, dang, I can't believe you still do that. Years.
It's your lifestyle.
It is. Now, you know, it's habit for me. To me, it's...
Yeah. And that's the thing. You got to make it a lifestyle. You can't just say, I'm going to go... Once every 2 weeks, I'm gonna go here. No. And you know, you got to make it a lifestyle at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Also, I think it's a price thing too, because a lot of people who get, you know, the Planet Fitness, the $10 pass, or you know, they're just like, it's only $10, I don't care, you know what I mean? Right. It's like, it's nothing. I think to me, what works better, the more I pay, the more I'm obligated to go. Because right. I don't want money to be wasted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Most times, if you don't pay for anything, you're not going to work hard at it.
That's very true. So Fitness Connection, I know I pay 21 whatever, but I equate that to, if I was to go to that class every Saturday, it would be $5 or $6, right? So I'm getting my money's worth because I go 4 times a month.
Right.
For that $21 that I'm paying. Mm-hmm. Now, the Pilates girlies, I know how much they paying because I was doing Pilates too for a minute. So they made me mad and I had to cancel them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, if you on a Pilates membership, one, you about your business and I know you going because I know how much it costs. Pilates is not cheap.
Right.
Mm-mm. You.
What do you, let me ask you a question. What do you consider your rich life?
What do you mean?
So this book, I'm about to look it up right now. Let me see if I can remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
So say like, let me look up my rich life. I'm going to show you what my rich life looked like.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it. Let me find it, my rich life.
Mm-hmm.
No, I put it in my phone.
That's dope. So you can go back and reflect on it or take a look when you feel like something.
Away? This is part of my rich life right here.
Okay.
Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Cryo. For those of y'all who don't know what cryo
is. I love cryo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot and cold, you know.
Yeah.
Hot and cold. Chiropractic work.
Mm-hmm.
Workout. Massage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that your rich life or is that self-care? Because it's giving more self-care than anything, but I know it's expensive.
But so, exactly. It costs. All of that costs.
It does. It costs a lot.
If that's all I can do every week, I want to be able to do all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Weekly, monthly.
Weekly, monthly, however. Whenever I want to do it.
Those are your goals. So out of those things that you listed, what are you doing from that list that you can kind of mark check? Bye.
Well, you know, I work out, so I'm already working out. Mm-hmm. I don't get massages on the regular every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So those don't work out. That's you know what I do on the regular. So
right,
but,
right.
You know, you can get that. You can do. I'm at Planet Fitness. That's only $20 a month.
Yeah.
Them other ones, they cost a little money.
They do.
Especially you know, doing it, you know, once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Or could it be, you know, your rich life is to get there so you can do those things. So can you do another one of those things on your list, maybe monthly?
I could.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to add it in there.
See, I think I never want to say somebody's thinking too big because I don't think you should ever think small. Right. But I think, you know, thinking, I think gradually getting there gets you bigger, gets you there faster. because right. then you're going to incorporate or think about ways so that instead of me going once a month, I can figure this out. Maybe I can go 2 to 3 times a month. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Then it moves over to once a week. Right. So I say maybe, you know, on your list of rich items, you could, you know, incorporate one more thing. So now that you say that, I would say, of course, doing my virtual workouts because one of my trainers is not cheap. I would say hair, I guess, getting my hair done. Mm-hmm. I don't really, you know what? I can't even like say too many things. I guess getting back into Pilates would be good. I can gradually start doing that. I need to find somewhere else.
Traveling? You like to travel? Love to
travel, you know what I mean? But I find really good deals on that. Like a lot mm-hmm. of times I know when to leave, you know? So I know on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, if you leave on those days, it's going to be way cheaper. So I know how to kind of finagle the system. So I play around with it, you know? So definitely travel. I always want to live way below my means. And I don't think people really, they see me that. And maybe,
See, that can also be your rich life too.
That is my rich life. I stay below my means. I stay well below my means.
So I got that from, let me see if I can pronounce his name. Where it go? I know it's Ramit. I think it's, he has a book called I Would Teach You to Be Rich. Now that's he's talking about credit cards and
He know how to finagle the system. I like it.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about credit cards and stocks and all that. But you know, he has this question. He says, you know, what is your rich life? You know?
So is your rich life?
It doesn't have to mean doing stuff that costs a lot, but what is your rich life?
Could that be your vision board too?
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Because those are things that you aspire to do, right? But do you have a goal date behind it? Like, I want to be able to do these things by 2025 or.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I want, definitely by 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cryo's no joke, though. And it is, it's spendy, but you know,
it's expensive.
It's amazing. I know. You know, I know. I just have friends in the business. But that's it. I might have to get that book.
Mm-hmm. I Would Teach You to Be Rich. That's the book.
I Will Teach You to Be Rich. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
People be asking me all the time at the books I got in the barbershop. You read all these books? Not all of them. I read that one, though.
You do have a lot of, you know, self-help books and, you know, how to get rich, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You got all those books in the shop. You let people borrow them? Because you don't seem like the type.
I've only let 2 people borrow them books. If mm-hmm. I don't know you ain't borrowing, you definitely ain't borrowing them. I had a girl come in there when she was getting a haircut. I think one of my other barbers cut her. Mm-hmm. Can I borrow your book? I bring it back? I'm like, nah.
Nah.
I don't know you. No.
No.
Yes, she bring me a book back. But I got some books in there. I got some other books that I'm the list that I got to put in there. It's time to.
I will say, you know, someone comes to get their haircut by you, you know, if you're open to it, the person, if they listen or watch and see the things that you have going on in your shop, they should be able to walk away with something.
Yeah.
And come back to more.
And that's what I do it for. I do it to, you know, just like people say, you read all these books? I said, no, I read some of them, but I really have them up there so people can have a change of mindset, you know, start thinking different a little bit, you know.
Even the things you listen to, like it may not be everybody's cup of tea because sometimes guys want to come in, they want to gossip and talk about all these other things. And I feel like your shop is more, you know, aspiration. It's more of a teaching shop. Mm-hmm. You're learning as well, but also, you know, if they can take away something or learn something while they're there, I think it's always great. But
and I get that a lot. That's what I love about it. You know, people, they really love, you know, people when they walk away, they want to know what podcast with this. What's that? Yeah. What can I see this? You know, let me get your number. I'll send it to you. You know, all right.
Because it's not your average, you just playing music. No, you're going to look at this podcast. You're going to learn how to, you need to take a HELOC out and buy a property and do this. It's always,
because it amazes me that a lot of stuff people don't know.
That's very true.
I mean, people, what, okay, put it this way. Come on, where I come from, and a lot of stuff I didn't know.
Right.
People that I cut that never was in a situation I was in.
Mm-hmm.
I consider, you know, some of the people I do cut, you know, to be way smarter than me. And I might ask them a question. They may not be way smarter than me or might be over exaggerating, but they've been in the corporate world or whatever. Right. And I might ask them something they don't know. I'm like, how you don't know?
Because they've been tunnel vision. They've been stuck in their world, in that particular world for so long that they haven't opened themselves up or wanted to learn anything different.
Right.
So when they come in your shop, you know, they're going to get something different. You're not going to get the average, oh, I'm just playing music. I mean, you might play some music depending on, you know, your volume that day. But, you know, you're listening, you're watching a podcast, your entertainment is knowledge. And right. So that's what people are going to get. So it, you know, maybe they're going to hear something they didn't know about, or maybe you feel, you know, they feel like, dang, I missed out being in, you know, doing my job. I didn't even take time to learn this. And they just don't know. So not only are they leaving with a haircut, but they leaving with, you know, how to open up a high yield savings account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also how to buy an apartment complex for whatever reason. I felt like one day I should buy leaving your shop, getting a haircut.
Well,
I feel like I should have bought an apartment complex like years ago when I left your shop one time. Like, dang, I missed out.
Yeah.
No, but for real, it's good, you know, that you're doing something different than what you see in a lot of the other shops.
Yeah. So that's what I get a lot too.
It's an acquired taste to come and see you because you'll laugh, tell jokes, you know, you listen to people, whatever, but at the end of the day, you need to watch this podcast and learn how to keep this money around.
I just want to see everybody win, especially us. You know, I just want to see everybody win, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's an acquired taste when people come see you.
Yeah.
But people that stick with you and continue to come back, that should tell you something. That means that not only do they like you and appreciate your work and you're an amazing human being, is that they want to know more.
Hey, look, I was cutting this one dude. He come by there every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of other podcasts and stuff, I'll be talking about. So he said, man, I was cutting it. He said, man, you know what? He said, I got a feeling I'm going to walk in one day. You ain't going to be.
I'm telling you, because people see it. It's like you learning, you're taking up so much and they see it when they come in. Yeah. Like you got things going, you got your books, you got your podcast, you know, you doing research on your phone, all these other things. I mean, the inevitable is there.
And I've been cutting hair 21 years too. So.
And you've been cutting hair. I mean, you got carpal tunnel?
No. Uh-uh.
That's crazy.
I got pain here and now and then somewhere, but I don't got no carpal tunnel. Yeah.
But you know, that he foresees your future.
Who?
Your client who told you one day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. It may happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But people won't be surprised, I guess. You know, it won't be a shocker if something like that does happen where, you know, you end up doing something different. You got all these businesses, you know, stock, investments, all of these other things. No one would be surprised if you moved, if you were no longer doing that. It wouldn't be like, oh my God, Leon is gone. No, I think everybody would be like, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What God has for me is for me.
Is God has, and when he says move, he'll, you know, make a way for you to do it.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in that. That's a prayer, not a manifestation, if Pastor Nate is watching, because he know.
My auntie.
God's favorites and his.
My auntie Carolyn Jenkins. She said he has an acquired taste and he's smart. Thank you, auntie.
Yeah, see? She know. Thank you, auntie. He has an acquired taste and he is smart. She know. I see it. You know, and I go to you to get my haircut. So, I know coming in, but I'm gonna keep rocking with you until the wheels fall off because I'm your sister.
Yeah, and you're gonna be around to see different things anyway.
Yeah, I'm coming with you. Like, here's my money, make it grow.
Oh, well, that's it. Anything else?
I don't have anything else. Look how long we always say it's going to be short. And then look.
Oh, dang. It's been an hour and 15 minutes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed me and Renee. Like I said, I guess we had a guest who was supposed to be with us tonight. Here, him and his wife had a new baby.
I'm so happy. Congratulations.
Yeah, we had to we still had to pop on here.
Yeah. Even though
we were in a rush. She was coming from somewhere and I was coming from somewhere, but we made it on time.
On time. What do we say?
All right. Well, until the next week.
Till the next week.
Till the next week. Stay tuned. Like, share, subscribe.
Yes.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell your family.
Exactly.
Impel Forward Podcast.
Bye.